My dad still calls me like 20 times a day just to check up on me. It's annoying, but I understand that's how he shows love. I was talking to my friend here, and he was like, oh, I haven't talked to my dad in 3 weeks. I'm like, what, is he in jail? He was like, no, I live with him. I just haven't talked to him in 3 weeks. I'm like, you do understand, if I don't call my dad back in 3 hours, he's going to call 911. 911, what's your emergency? My son is a dead. It's like, sir, is everything okay? Is your son dead? He's like, no, but he's a dead to me. Okay, bye. That's just how we show love. My parents, they've been married for 38 years. Yeah, 38 years. It's beautiful, man. It's beautiful. 38 years. One time I asked my dad, I was like, Dad, after 38 years, do you still love mom? And he was like, love? Your mom married me to escape communist China. It's not love, it's a good deal. That's how we show love, people. I've been in this country for almost 20 years now. I think I feel every bit American. But I think other people still don't see that. As an Asian American, a lot of times people see you as Asian before they ever see you as American. Even still till today, whenever I tell people I'm from Hong Kong, this is always the first thing they say. They're like, oh yeah, you from Hong Kong? Yeah, yeah, dude, from Hong Kong, yeah. Ni hao. Do you think that's impressive or something? I don't understand the mindset behind that. You coming up to me to say ni hao, it's like me coming up to you guys after the show. I'm like, oh, you guys from here? Yeah, y'all from here? Hi. It's not impressive. It's annoying. It's stupid. I don't even like going to Chinese restaurants with some of my friends anymore because this is what they do to me every time. They're like, Jimmy, you speak Chinese? You speak Chinese? Yeah, yeah. Order in Chinese, bro. They're gonna hook it up. Order in Chinese, bro. Bro, order in Chinese, bro. I'm like, bro, we're Panda Express. She's Mexican. Like, what? Her name tag says Consuela. That's not Mandarin or Cantonese. My dad is also an actor, but he started acting after I did. Because he was like, it's so easy, you can do it, I can. Okay. I'm like, Dad, fine. If you think my life's so easy, why don't you go to some open call auditions and you understand how hard it is, how much rejection I face every day at my job. He was like, okay. And he went to all these auditions and he started booking everything. It's a true story. He got on this show in China, in mainland China, called Little Daddy, Xiao Papa. 500 million people watched that show. It's like the Big Bang Theory of China, and Richard blew up. And he was like, this isn't easy, I don't know. My plan completely backfired. And my aunt in Shanghai, she watched the show, and she'll call the house in LA, and she's like, congratulations, Richard. You're such a good actor. Did your son teach you how to act? And he's like, no, no, I'm a natural. Oh, that's very good. You and your son, same business, you know? You two are very funny. He's like, no, no, Jimmy's not a funny. And I'm like, Dad, that's bullshit, okay? You got one good role, good for you, I'm happy for you. But you're not a real actor yet. Real actors, we gotta cry, we gotta laugh. Do you even know how to cry in front of camera? He was like, yes, I just think about how much you suck at ping pong. Needless to say, I grew up with low self-esteem because I was raised by Asian parents. My dad's not even the worst. My mom's much worse. Have you guys ever hung out with old Asian ladies? Old Asian ladies will tell you exactly what the f*** is wrong with your face. As if they're trying to do you a favor. I go to my mom's house, the first thing she says, she's like, Jimmy, Oyo. Oyo. Why is your face so fat? Your clothes look homeless. And your hair. Oh, yo. It's a gay. Sometimes it's like embarrassing for me to hang out with my mom, you know? Because Asian people, we just got a different custom, you know? Like my mom, when she goes shopping, she doesn't buy shit she needs. She just buys shit because it's a good deal. I brought a full price shirt home, $20. And she was like, what is it, full price? No, it's a bad deal. I was like, mom, it's only 20 bucks. She's like, yes, $20 if you're stupid. She goes to Ross and she freaks out because everything's a great deal. She's like, Jimmy, you should buy this. You should buy, this is a good deal. This is a good deal. I'm like, mom, that's a double XL shirt, okay? And it says Obey on it. I'm not gonna f***ing wear that. And she's like, it's okay, 50% off. Someday it'll fit, okay? If you want a good deal, you follow the old Asian people, right? You go to Costco, you see a sea of old Asian people because you know everyone's getting a great deal. Nobody's getting ripped off. You go to Whole Foods, never seen one old Asian motherfucker in my life. I grew up very stereotypically, man. I didn't play basketball, football. I grew up playing ping pong. Competitively. That was a serious national sport back home, man. You know, I didn't go to any like fun summer camp, space camp. My dad sent me to a ping pong training camp in Guangzhou, China. I almost died. It was 100 kids competing for one spot on the national team. It was basically Fortnite with ping pong paddles. We took that seriously though. My dad would take me to every practice, every tournament game, and he always tried to give me a pep talk before every game. But you know, Asian parents, they're way too honest. So every pep talk just turned into an insult. Like he'll come up to me and be like, Jimmy, you're going to play well, okay? Even though you're slow, even though you're weak, and you suck. And then he would just walk away. I was very good at math. That's a big Asian stereotype. I think there's some truth to that. Not because of some weird genetic thing. Just because our parents care so much more about mathematics and academics, right? You guys seen it? You guys seen those like Kumon Learning Centers in those strip malls, right? Right? Kumon Learning Centers, for you guys that don't know, are basically detention camps for young Asian children. You can tell that place is kind of f***ed up by the look of its logo. Because it's supposed to be a smiley face, but it's not really smiling. It's just like, man. My parents were way too cheap to send me to Kumon. They got a different strategy. They never let me use a calculator until I turned 15, so I can work on my brain function. That's an old school Chinese strategy. You know, so when I turned 15, it was a very special occasion. It was basically my quinceañera. My dad just gave me a TI 83 plus. And he looked me in the eyes and he was like, you're a woman now, okay? But when you're a kid, when your parents tell you can't do something, what do? You rebel, right? So when I was 14 years old, I stole my brother's calculator. I stole Roy Rogers' calculator. And I locked myself in my room and I started rebelling. I started doing math homework. Other kids were like f***ing around with like alcohol and drugs. I was f***ing up some problems, you know? Locked myself in a room. I was just punching in numbers. I was like, oh man, this feels great, you know? It's so wrong. It's awesome. My dad was pissed. He was knocking the other side of the door. He doesn't like locked doors in the house. And he was screaming. He was like, Jimmy, what are you doing inside? Come out right now. I know you're using a calculator. Come out right now. I was so scared. I didn't know what to do. And he unlocked the door and he came in. I went into full panic mode, so I just threw away the calculator and I pulled out my pants. I was like, Dad, I was just jerking off. And he came in and he looked at me and then he looked at the math homework. And he was like, good, good, very good, very good, very good. You must have really liked math. That's good. That's good.
I want to give you guys a quick update on my dad. Yeah. Richard Ouyang. Yeah, the superstar of the family. Yeah. I talked about him in my last special. He became an actor, right? Yeah, yeah. Not because he loves the art. It's because it's so easy. You can do it. I can. But now he's doing great. He's very successful, okay? He got his whole life turned around. He got out of retirement. He's a full-time actor now. And now he wants to be an influencer. He just started his own IG account, which is just a nightmare. Because old people, I feel like they mean well, okay? Like my dad, he means well, but he just doesn't know how it works. Like his first post on Instagram was a very nice post. A beautiful picture of the sky, palm trees, birds flying by. I'm like, oh, this is nice. And I scrolled down to the caption and he wrote, all lives matter. I'm like, dad, what the fuck, man? Like, you don't even know what that means. Why would you write that? It was like, I know. My life will matter. Your life will matter. The person's life will matter, okay? Or life will matter. I'm like, that is not what it means. I made him put his account on private, okay? Just like a good tiger parent would. Because we know the rules, like young people, we see through the scams of Instagram, right? Like, for example, I follow SportsCenter. I understand the first 100 comments are all bots. They're all fake, right? Because there's always some IG booty model saying some stupid shit like, oh, I want something long and hard. I mean, this is obviously a scam. So one time I clicked on it. Just to see what's going on, you know what I mean? Research, I just want to see, I just want to get to the bottom of it. So I clicked on it. I was like, oh, this is obviously a scam. It's this girl. She's following 7,000 people, but she only has one follower. And I clicked on one follower. It was my dad. He's like, my life will matter. Her life matters too, okay? My dad is just from a different generation. He is like a weird beauty standard. Like for us, we just say things on very surface level, just like, oh, this person's attractive, this person's not, right? My dad would get into the weeds. My dad would give you all the weird details. He'd be like, oh, she's beautiful. Very long arms. I'm like, what are you recruiting for, a linebacker? What are you talking about? I can never get a pulse on who he thinks is attractive or not, right? One time I'm like, dad, oh, she's really good looking. And my dad was like, no. Her mouth's too close to her nose. She can't breathe. She can't breathe. I see some of you guys looking at your partner and it's like, is my nose too close? And that's exactly what an Asian parent does to you, you know? Make yourself conscious about shit you didn't even know about. I was very nervous to introduce my girlfriend to my dad. Because she's absolutely beautiful. But who knows if her wingspan is long enough for his length. I was so nervous, man. The first time I brought my girlfriend to my dad's house, and to his credit, I want to give him credit. He actually didn't say anything crazy. Because for some reason, when an old Chinese person sees white people, they just start acting right. Like his posture changed and stood upright. And for some reason, he just came up with a British accent. Like me and my girlfriend walked in the house. He didn't say anything crazy. He just looked at us. He was like, oh. Prosperous young couple. And my girlfriend was so confused. It's like, why does your dad sound like Helen Mirren? And I start saying all these nice things about my girl. I'm like, oh, dad, you know, yeah, she's very successful, but she's also very nice. And her family, they're just great people. And my dad was like, good. All lives matter. I love my dad, man. I love my dad. He's a great dad. He's a funny guy, you know? And we did a lot of father and son bonding growing up. Like, for example, I'm a big basketball fan. I love watching the NBA. Yeah, 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 yeah. Actually, I grew up a Los Angeles Clippers fan. Yeah. Because my dad was cheap, okay? Because my dad was... Because the Lakers and the Clippers play in the same stadium, but the Clippers tickets were half price. So my dad's like, never pay full price. Never. That wasn't even the most embarrassing part. The most embarrassing part was when we exited the stadium. When we exited Staples Center, there'll be hot dog street vendors out there, right? Latino brothers selling bacon-wrapped hot dogs for $5. I love those things. And my dad would go up and haggle with them. He would go up and be like, okay, I give you $5 for 2 hot dogs. I'm like, Dad, it's not buy one, get one free at Costco. Just give him 10 bucks. And he was like, shh, never pay full price. Okay, I'll give you $8 for 2 hot dogs, final offer. And the guy didn't care. He's like, no, it's $10. And then my dad, this is his strategy. He just announces in front of everyone. Make sure everyone hears him. He's like, okay, we walk away. I'm like, Dad, I don't care. I don't think he cares if you walk away. Don't walk away. I'm hungry. He's like, Jimmy, it's better to be hungry than to pay full price. And then my mom comes up behind us with 4 hot dogs. And she was like, guess how much? Thank you, guys.